Welcome to the Word of the Week. This is a weekly podcast inspired by the Word of God. This five-minute podcast will acquaint you with the Word of God by focusing your Bible study on how everyday words are used in Scripture. The personal thoughts I share are based on my spiritual journey and life's lessons. I'm your host, Doreen Newton. Let's get started. Welcome to the Word of the Week for the week of February 25th, 2024. The word this week is tenacity, T-E-N-A-C-I-T-Y. The definition of tenacity is being able to grip something firmly, being very determined, or persistence. Our scriptures come from Galatians 6, chapter 9, verse, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." And from Isaiah 40th chapter, 31st verse, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Have you ever wondered what makes some people tenacious and others stubborn? Both traits involve persistence and determination, but they are not the same. As stated in the definition above, tenacity is being able to grip something firmly, being very determined, or persistence. On the other hand, stubbornness is the quality of being determined not to change your opinion or attitude, the quality of being difficult to deal with or get rid of. As you can see, both tenacity and stubbornness involve being determined and persistent, but there is a key difference in their motivation and flexibility. A tenacious person acts with wisdom, purpose, and adaptability. They seek and are considerate of the opinion of others. They have adaptability to changing circumstances and are willing to change strategies when necessary to achieve their goal or desired outcome. For them, it is come, let us reason together. A stubborn person, however, acts with inflexibility, ego, and rigidity. It is more important that their opinion be understood, honored, and followed. Because of their need for consistency, there is no room for collaboration, nor is there consideration of changing circumstances. For them, it is my way or the highway. To illustrate the difference between tenacity and stubbornness, let us consider some questions that reflect how we relate to one another. Is it more important that I be heard no matter what I am saying? Or is it more important that I be heard because what I am saying is relevant and important? Is a solution that I recommend that may be advantageous to some more acceptable than finding an outcome that would be more favorable to all? Is my belief or goal more important than the love that is shown when I'm willing to listen to the opinion of others? In a changing environment, is my decision to stay the course better than being committed to finding the most effective course? Is my way more important than seeing the value of a strategy given by someone who is not me? A tenacious person would answer these questions with humility, openness, and collaboration. A stubborn person would answer these questions with pride, defensiveness, and isolation. If you're human, you will face challenges. At some time in our lives, we will be challenged with whether to take a stand, stay the course, or surrender when faced with difficulty. Today, youth are being challenged with when, how, and whether to learn in a world that is evolving into a society with self-driving cars, information accessibility, and artificial intelligence. They are all making learning more an option than a necessity. Parents are challenged with whether to teach their children to embrace traditional life values or encourage them to explore the possibility of non-traditional values or give them no guidance and allow them to figure it out on their own terms. Clergy of all faiths are being challenged with whether to maintain traditional services despite falling membership, aggressively modernizing and speak a new truth in order to meet the people where they are as they compromise the word, or try to do nothing as they all pray for a miracle. When considering the answer to these and other challenging situations where tenacity is required to meet the challenge, I recommend we pray and ask God to set our actions, mind, and spirit to do good. In adversity, The combination of tenacity with a genuine desire to do good helps to create an atmosphere of positivity where the spirit of love, goodwill, and courage can be released to create a positive impact on others, an ability to bounce back from setbacks, a long-term sustainable outcome, and a positive transformation. Word-inspired, God-driven tenacity is how we activate Galatians 6, chapter 9, verse, where God guarantees that when we do not become weary in doing good, that in God's time, we will reap a harvest. Have faith, be tenacious, and do good, and watch God operate. God bless you. Oren out. Thank you for joining us for the Word of the Week. You can subscribe to become a member of the Word of the Week Dash Newton group, which will make you eligible to receive our Word of the Week by email each week, support our show, and give you access to our study journal and other subscriber benefits. You can email me at candonewton@gmail.com. That's candonewton@gmail.com. God bless you. Oren out.